This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Today, the second of two stories to mark an upcoming milestone. Next month, the United States will enter its fifth year of war in Iraq. Yesterday on the program, to find out how the war is being experienced in a military community, we went to Killeen, Texas, and to Fort Hood. It's home to the Army's 4th Infantry and 1st Cavalry Divisions. They've alternated deployments through the last 4 years of war. Well, today we'll visit a high school in Killeen where the imprint of the war is felt every day on virtually every student. About 90% of the 2,000 students at Shoemaker High School have at least one parent in the military. Walk into Shoemaker and you can't miss the stars. Big cardboard stars, royal blue and silver, the school colors, stretching all along the hallways at the top of the walls. A star with the name of each parent who's been deployed since the war began.
I think it was 80 out of our pocket that we bought. They were 84 cents a piece. I remember that.
School counselor Barbara Critchfield and some colleagues had the idea for the stars soon after the war began. Then they surveyed the students, asking, who has a deployed parent?
It was almost like, uh-oh, you know, what have we started?
So they bought 1,000 more stars, and then 1,000 more. There are 1,000 or so stars still waiting to be put up.
I don't think I ever walk through them and I'm not looking up. And a name will pop out, and I'm like, ooh, I need to check on him, or I need to check on her, you know.
The absence of parents is inescapable.
We had a football game a couple of years ago, right after another huge group had gone. And that school, that next week, sent a plant to us telling us that they were thinking about us, that they had noticed the absence of parents on our side of the stadium during the football game. And that it struck them so hard, and they realized, you know, that our kids were doing all this without parents.
Hanging above the front door at Shoemaker High School, there are also 7 gold stars now, one for each parent who has died in Iraq. Shoemaker High School has gone through 4 principals in 3 years. All the counselors are new this year, except for Barbara Critchfield. She's been at Shoemaker for 6 years. The pressures on students and staff are constant.
Is she in the ambulance with her, or did she go? It just said that she's on her way to the hospital.
There's a crisis on the day we visit. A 10th grade girl is found passed out in a bathroom.
It never stops, you know. It could just be she's just depressed over one thing. It could be a lot of things.
The girl spends the night in intensive care. It turns out she'd been drinking since the early morning. Her depression not connected to the war. They expect she will be back at school in the next week or so. Now, to be clear, moments like this are the exception. For most students at Shoemaker, high school life is filled with the usual teenage concerns like exams, football practice, young love. Still, the war does overshadow everything. Counselor Barbara Critchfield has learned to ride the dramatic ups and downs here. She's solid, with brown feathered hair, bright blue eyes, and an easy laugh with the students.
You goofball.
She wears a Shoemaker windbreaker and sneakers, and the students have given her a nickname.
Critch, that's Critch. This is the Critch.
The Critch.
The Critch. That's the miracle worker around here.
Meet Eugene Daniels, a senior. He'll play football at Colorado State next year. He's carrying a memory book filled with family photos, but hardly any pictures of his father, who's an Army lieutenant colonel in military intelligence.
Maybe 3 or 4 pictures, and they're probably when my sister and me were born. And so he's been gone quite a lot. He gets every time they go somewhere, he's deployed.
Eugene's father has been home for 1 year straight just once since 2001.
They tell you they're going to be gone for a year. My dad was gone for 18 months, a year and 6 months, so he was gone a lot more than they said. And so you never know the truth of it. So when they said he'll be back in May for graduation, I'm like, okay, we'll see. And so, you know, you have to make those sacrifices, and it's hard. It really is. Because my sister, she's a 7-year-old. The other day, she just started crying and bawling. I was like, what's wrong? And she said, I miss Daddy. And it's hard, and there's nothing I can do about it. And I was driving, so of course I had to keep my eyes on the road. And I'm like, so, and it's a lot on the students, because we're just teenagers. And I think a lot of time we forget that, because you have to grow up so fast.
Eugene Daniels worries about next year when he's away at college and his mother and younger sisters are on their own. Like many Shoemaker students, he's been helping take care of things. He drives, picks up the girls at school, makes dinner. Counselor Barbara Critchfield says with so many parents away, school attendance has fallen. Students' grades start to slip, so fewer are graduating. They have more discipline problems now. She also mentions students who worry their mothers might commit suicide while the dads are deployed. The kids will stay up all night watching mom to make sure she's okay.
It's getting old. It needs to stop. You know, it would be so nice if it would stop and everybody would come home, but we just have to hang on, you know. I mean, that's, the kids just have to hang on, you know. And sometimes they just need a little booster shot from now, you know, every now and then. And they just need to come in and be able to break down and cry or scream. And sometimes they just need to come sit. Sometimes they need to just sit in silence. Sometimes they just want you to listen to them. You know, there's not a lot we can say. I mean, because what do you say? You know, I mean, how do you make them feel better about it? I mean, like one phone call, you know, their whole world could come crashing down on them.
And it's not just the students who are on edge. Many teachers at Shoemaker have a spouse who's been deployed in Iraq.
I'm exhausted, and I stay tired.
Cynthia Kovach teaches art. You can find her busy, messy classroom at the end of the hall. Just look for the sign she's hung outside. It says, Wits End.
I want you to do one of these. Go get a sheet of paper and start doing that because it would be good for your portfolio. You walked right into that one.
Cynthia Kovach tries to wrangle a dozen or so students in her class. She's got five kids at home. Her husband's in Iraq with the 1st Cavalry. He came home from his last deployment with what she calls really bad post-traumatic stress disorder.
He came back having nightmares. He would yell out in the middle of the night, strike out. If he were coming around the corner and I knew he was, I would let him know I was there first before he walked around the corner because he would lash out. He withdrew from the family. But he agreed to go into counseling, and he got this really awesome counselor. And things had gotten a lot better, and then found out he was being deployed again. So we'll see how this next go around, you know, how it goes this next time.
Rick Kovach should be back home in November. His wife, Cynthia, says the longer the war goes on, the more she sees the effects on her students.
I've seen more depression. 2 years ago, I had a student that his dad came back from Iraq, shot his wife, shot himself. Both boys were there. I've had students start cutting.
Cutting themselves?
Yes.
Do you think it's related?
I think, yes, I do.
Recite the cadet creed.
I am a junior ROTC cadet.
The junior ROTC classes at Shoemaker High are booming, about 300 students in all.
I am loyal, patriotic. I am the future United States of America.
The classes teach discipline, leadership, maybe inspire a career in the military.
Inhale. Dismiss.
To the Echo.
Good job, Echo.
Outside the class, the instructor, Sergeant Terrell Travis, runs into a former junior ROTC cadet, Senior Amanda Gillinger.
Hey, stranger. How you doing?
I'm good. You want to see my wedding dress?
Amanda shows him a magazine photo of a satin wedding dress with an impressive cathedral train.
Who's getting married?
Me! I've been telling you this.
You're not... No one authorized you to get married. Why are you getting married? You're only...
They're getting married too.
12.
I'm not 12.
How old are you?
13.
17. And Amanda hopes to be married by June.
You know, people say you shouldn't get married young, but I see absolutely no point to saying, okay, let's not get married because I'm young, when he might not be there tomorrow, or I might not be there tomorrow, because he's joining the military. So, you know, he can go to Iraq and not come back, and then I'm going to be SOL. So I figure take advantage of the chance while I've got it.
Amanda's mother is a fueler with the 4th Infantry. She fills airplanes, helicopters, trucks.
She drives this big tanker around that's full of gas, so she's like a massive target. You know, so it's really scary, but she enjoys her job.
We sit down to talk with Amanda and her best friend, Alyssa Richards. Alyssa's stepfather is a driver with the 1st Cavalry. He's in Iraq now.
You know, what's even really sad is that last goodbye could be your last goodbye. That last time you're there with that person.
Watching their back as they march away is the hardest thing you will ever have to do.
You don't even get to hug them goodbye and let them get on the train.
You don't. You don't. Because when my mom left, I hugged her. She got in formation. She stood there for 10, 15 minutes in front of me. And I couldn't go and hug her. Those last minutes are so full of regret. I yelled at her the day before she left. We fought. I was hateful. You know, you can't go back and change it. You can't say, Mom, I'm sorry, because she's not there. And that is, it's devastating. It changes you. You're not the same after something like that. You can't be, because it takes you and it twists you and turns you, and you come out something totally new.
That's Amanda Gillinger and her friend Alyssa Richards at Shoemaker High School in Killeen, Texas. They both say they don't watch the news, and they don't want to know where in Iraq their parents are deployed. They don't want to be even more frightened than they already are. For now, the seniors at Shoemaker High, like Amanda and Alyssa and Eugene Daniels, are looking ahead to graduation in May. They're hoping their parents will be there, but as they've learned over the last 4 years, they can't count on anything. And in the fall, Counselor Barbara Critchfield will be looking at a new class, more deployments, and even more blue and silver stars to hang on the walls. You can see photos from Shoemaker High, including those stars in the hallway, and hear our earlier story from Killeen, Texas, at our website, npr.org.